Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Shad, Washington Post, to talk about the Washington football boys. Tom, really surprised they didn't pull off any trades.
Yeah, I guess it's mildly surprising, I'd say. I mean, it's always tough, when you're trying to kind of work around the edges, I guess I would say. You know, I thought that there was a chance that we could see maybe one of the backup linemen go or something. And I know there was a little bit of scuttlebutt on X about maybe something materializing with Debo or Von Miller at the end. But those are just hard to kind of pull off there right at the last minute. And I guess I would say it's a mild surprise, but not overly shocking for them.
What do you think was the amount of effort exerted by the Commanders? Do you think they were aggressively trying to trade anybody?
I don't know for a fact. My assumption is that they were exploring some things, and looking into a couple options. But yeah, I mean, it's just hard again when you're talking about, you know, if you were to move, say, like one of your backup offensive linemen, you know, what sort of return are you going to get there? And then also just with the injuries that they've had this year, it's like, you know, you move one of those guys, and then who knows what's going to happen to the guys who are playing? So you have to be a little bit careful there as well.
So I just attitudinally, and Tom, I'm not ripping you. Obviously, you're the messenger. I don't like, to me, the alternative is, yeah, they might lose some games. They've just gotten beat by more north of 20 points three straight weeks. Like, there's no bottom when this is sort of where you are, right? Like, what are you going to do, lose? To me, like, there's nobody that should be above, you know, being traded here, with the exception of a couple of rookies, guys like Jaden Daniels and people under rookie deals. It just didn't seem like they were that interested in doing that. And I'm wondering if it's kind of this cultural thing that they're trying to establish here.
I think it's fair. And I think, yeah, it's certainly fair to ask the question. At the end of the day, I think, again, part of the issue is we don't know what sort of interest there was in a lot of these guys, right? You know, and so it's like, and we don't know what the return would be. So it's one thing to kind of be open to making moves and kind of be offering people up. It's another thing to have interest in those guys and then get like a return that you think is worth it. So I totally understand kind of the question that you're asking and kind of that approach, right? Mm-hmm. With where they are in the season at 3-6, but it's just hard with you know what we know and don't know at this point.
Tom Shad, who was on the scene as he always is, covering the Commanders for Sunday Night Football this past week. He'll be there as the Lions come to town this weekend. Tom, I know you weren't covering the beat in the playoffs when Washington whooped up on Detroit and Jaden Daniels had a virtuoso playoff performance. Danny and I were talking about this earlier, though. They just feel like one of those teams under Dan Campbell that's going to hold a grudge, don't they?
Yeah. There's a certain line, right, that I think there's a line of, I don't know if professionalism is the right word, but I wouldn't expect them to. I know there's been some talk about, you know, would they run up the score or that sort of thing? I think there's a degree of professionalism where they wouldn't do that, but obviously they're going to come in highly motivated with what happened at the end of last year. And, there's, I think, kind of a possibility or an opportunity, I guess, you know, for the Commanders to kind of say, man, we've really, you know, gotten beat up by the injuries this year. And, you know, we've just had a string of bad luck and the Lions are definitely not going to care about that. So, especially with how last year ended for them, they're definitely going to come out motivated and certainly not let up or care in any way about what the Commanders have going on this year.
Tom, thank you, sir. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Tom Shad of the Washington Post.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.